Later today, the State Department of Education will release standardized test scores for math and language arts tests taken by 3rd through 8th grade students this spring. This year's tests were more difficult because they were aligned to National Common Core standards. Because of that, many schools expect to see their scores drop. Education has also been on the mind of Syracuse area Congressman Dan Maffei. This week, he held a roundtable discussion involving teachers, parents, and administrators. And as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Maffei focused on the issues facing pre-kindergarten to grade 12.
After sitting with local educators for more than 90 minutes, Maffei got the sense the current federal education policy is not working in schools in central New York.
There's a lot of well-meaning things about it, but we need to have more flexibility within school districts in order to accomplish the goals that are being set. And that's an important thing, and I'll be bringing that to the Secretary of Education and others in the administration and seeing if we can't, change it.
Maffei also agreed with some educators that the difference in a public education between poorer and richer communities is ultimately a civil rights issue.
Everyone deserves a certain level of public education in order to be everything that they can be. Just because of who your parents are doesn't mean you don't deserve a really good public education. And right now there's too much of a disparity.
There's also frustration among educators about what happens to those federal dollars and how they're distributed. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.